we were overjoyed. I mean, it was unbelievable. My brother called me in the morning and said that he heard from our lawyers that my father would be released. And because there's been so many strange instances in our case where we would hear one thing and then, you know, something else would happen, I was very happy, but I was also kind of reserved. I didn't want to get too happy until we actually, you know, got to hug him and we knew that he would be coming home with us. So my sister and I ended up cleaning the apartment very quickly and making sure everything was spotless for him to come home. And we went to the immigration facility in Fairfax, Virginia, picked him up. And yeah, it was just really overwhelming. There were so many different sensations going on at once.
And what brought this about?
Well, what happened was in August, the judge, it wasn't August. It was in, I believe, July was when Judge Brinkema declared that my father should be released on bail. And he was then transferred to the immigration authorities because, technically, because he's not a citizen, they issued a detainer and held him. And then a few weeks later, our lawyers filed a petition for habeas corpus, basically challenging my father's unlawful detention because it had been more than 90 days since he was held an extra time by the immigration authorities, and that exceeded the time they could hold him by law. So after they filed that petition, the judge asked the government to submit their response, which was actually due today, and they ended up not responding or challenging to our petition. So the judge decided, the immigration authorities decided to release him.
And then what's the next step?
The next step basically is he'll be with us until his trial on contempt. And, you know, we have some extremely strong motions before the judge, so we're hoping that we won't even reach that level and that this nightmare will finally be over and that his release on bond is just a prelude to his final release. And, you know, we're hoping and praying for the best. And we obviously see that this upcoming trial has absolutely no merit, that my father spent more than enough time in unlawful detention and an unjust imprisonment, and that after 5.5 years of absolute torture, finally release him.
You mentioned the trial, if it happens. How long from now might that be?
We're not sure. It's actually the judge decided to stay the trial, meaning to postpone it in early August. And the postponement happened pending an appeal before the Supreme Court. So depending on how long it takes for the Supreme Court to actually look at our appeal, the appeal we have before them basically challenges the fact that the government broke their end of the plea agreement that they signed with my father in 2006. So after the Supreme Court rules on that appeal, the trial will likely begin.
How's your father doing, and how's his health?
His health is okay, although we hope that now that he's released on bond, we could at least try to begin to take care of some of the health issues that he's been struggling with in detention for the past 5.5 years. So we definitely have to get him his diabetes medication. We have to try and see if we could get him a surgery for his hernia. But these are all things we're going to have to deal with in the days to come. But he's obviously very, very happy to be with his kids again and, you know, just elated, overjoyed, and thankful to so many people.